welcome to another edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoes.com with me as your host, Chris, there better not be a f***ing sequel to The Last Knight, McCloud, aka Diagnostic AD. Joining me today to discuss the news of Transformers movies currently in development is Justin, Buddy Movie Bell. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. In a recent interview with movie producer Lorenzo de Bonaventura, posted on The River, it was revealed that Paramount has halted plans for an Optimus Prime solo movie in favour of a buddy movie featuring both Prime and Bumblebee. The interview has been translated via Japanese, so some of the quotes aren't 100% clear, but he did say, "I do not intend to do Optimus's solo film. In the sequel to Bumblebee, I'm thinking of two characters, Optimus and Bumblebee. That way, Bumblebee can do something with Optimus."
That's the best translation ever.
From what I can gather there, it looks like we're getting a Prime Bumblebee buddy movie instead of the Prime solo movie that was reported earlier in the year. Lorenzo also stated that the film will most likely resemble Lethal Weapon, with Prime taking up the Danny Glover Roger Murtaugh character. He added, "When I heard that the movie Bumblebee will be made, I was wondering what Optimus would think. Bumblebee was supposed to be Optimus's sidekick. That's why I want to write about Optimus as I drew him in Bumblebee in detail." De Bonaventura explained that he also wants to humanise Optimus's character in a similar way to how Bumblebee was portrayed in his solo film. Another big reveal coming out of Lorenzo's visit to Japan was highlighted in the following quote. "We are already working on two projects and both have scripts under development. One is the latest in the main family series following the events of Transformers The Last Knight." This has led to a lot of confusion in the community, mainly due to the fact that the series was allegedly rebooted with Bumblebee's solo film, and now we are looking at a sequel to what was easily the worst film in the entire franchise. Justin, firstly, what do you make of this news, starting with the fact that we may not be looking at a reboot now?
I kind of read the same thing, but maybe I skipped over the part where it was translated from Japanese. I'm wanting to believe that it's just kind of like a bad translation and that it's not really what Lorenzo de Bonaventura means, but in the event that it is truly what he means, I don't know what the hell to think.
Well, since this has come out, we've had numerous posts on different, you know, major Transformers websites.
Okay.
All saying exactly the same thing. They're all saying, obviously, the Prime Bumblebee is going to be, that's going to be right. The focus of Bumblebee 2, which is, you know, that seems to be the case. But then the fact that he's mentioned that it's a sequel, or it's in the main franchise and it's a sequel.
Right.
And I think he's even been quoted to say sequel and The Last Knight. But you're right. Hopefully it's just that he's mentioned all of these keywords, and in the translation, it's all been jumbled up to kind of come out with this.
Yeah, that's all I can hope. I mean, I think the Bumblebee Prime news is actually pretty cool. Although, I mean, I would have thought with the main franchise, you know, Optimus Prime wanting to rip everybody's face off, he would have done a lot better as kind of the homicidal, you know, Mel Gibson character than the Danny Glover character. But still, I mean, I guess seeing Bumblebee, you know, semi-suicidal, you know, wanting to kill everybody in sight would be kind of interesting too. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I'm trying to wrap my head around exactly what De Bonaventura is thinking. And as usual with kind of Hasbro movie news, it seems to be a real scattershot approach, and that actually seems true of, you know, most of these companies that try to do this kind of thing who aren't Marvel Studios, where you've got, you know, DC doing multiple Joker movies simultaneously that aren't in the same continuity, and now they're apparently rebooting Suicide Squad, and they don't seem to really be able to handle it with the same approach as Marvel Studios.
The success thing helps, though, doesn't it? I mean, obviously,
with
the Marvel movies, because they were so successful initially, you've got people that are signing on to do more and more and more of them, because just always going to be more money.
Exactly. That buys them a lot of street cred. It's kind of that self-fulfilling prophecy where if you do something well and you succeed at it, that allows you to continue doing that same thing well and to continue to succeed at it, and just kind of builds upon itself, which, you know, is nice for Marvel, not so nice for the other folks that are desperately trying to be like Marvel. But I mean, you sit back and you look at DC and you look at the very positive reaction to Wonder Woman, the very positive reaction to Aquaman, the sort of early positive buzz around Shazam and stuff like that. And you just sit back and wonder, well, geez, if they had only done this to begin with, rather than rushing into this whole combined universe thing, if they'd approached it in this normal way, you know, doing smaller kind of, you know, single character films focused on quality, and then built up to the Justice League, with DC's universe being a different place right now than it is. But who knows? It's probably never going to happen. They're determined now to kind of not do the combined universe. And with Hasbro, I mean, if they're truly are kind of, you know, enabling De Bonaventura to do, you know, a soft semi reboot with Bumblebee, you know, transitioning into a weird buddy cop movie, which is launching alongside a normal Transformers movie that may be a sequel to the worst movie in, you know, within the past decade.
The history of Hollywood. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. A movie that not only was, I mean, it was critically panned, but it didn't make a whole lot of money, or, you know, it might have made money, but not compared to the rest of the franchise. And, you know, I read an article where they tried to describe exactly what happened in the film, and they couldn't even do it. They couldn't even, like, regurgitate whatever the plot was. They're like, there was King Arthur, and there was Anthony Hopkins, and there was things exploding, and they didn't even really know what happened. And, I mean, I'm as big a toy nerd as you will find. I did not even watch that, you know, the last night. I couldn't even sit through it. So I've subjected myself to some terrible, terrible toy-related media, I'll tell you that. And I couldn't even sit through the last night. So I don't know why they would want to revisit that franchise, yeah, especially when they're spending so much time trying to kind of deviate away from it. It seems bizarre.
I mean, what do you expect them to do with a sequel to that main series? Well, I mean, where can they go with it? What can they actually do with it?
I mean, well, that's part of the problem is I can't tell you because I don't know what happened in the last two movies, really. I mean, they were just so bizarre that I can't even tell you like how anybody progresses. I mean, it seems like every single movie, the Earth was either partially destroyed or on the verge of destruction, but saved at the last minute by some arrival of some space thing. But then you go to the next movie and that previous space thing is now gone and there's some new different space thing, only this time it's a dimensional thing from the past. And then, you know, in the next movie that's gone, everything's kind of reset, you know, Ironhide comes and then is killed, and then some other weird guy who resembles somebody in name but not in appearance comes back, and then he's killed, and they all speak the same way, you don't know who's who, and Jetfire's farting, and it's just like I can't even explain what could possibly happen next. I mean, they find some other intergalactic special device that threatens Earth and they prevent it from destroying Earth, and Optimus kills some people, and you know, that would be, you know, if they're really following the same formula, I mean, that's what's going to happen and it's going to be ridiculous. So unless they can really, and that's kind of my worry is if De Bonaventura's plan is to try to change the face of that franchise, I don't think they can do it by continuing the franchise and trying to soften the tone. Like if they're trying to get the best of both worlds, you know, it's going to continue the events from the last night, but it's going to be in this more kind of fan friendly, family oriented. It's not going to work because nothing, you know, it's not going to be a true sequel. So why bother trying?
I mean, are they trying to salvage the franchise as a whole? Is that what they're trying to do here?
Yeah. And it seems like it. And part of me is a little bit, you know, nervous and curious if it's because, I mean, Bumblebee reportedly had, you know, pretty lackluster box office. You know, I think it did pretty well overseas and in China especially. But compared to the rest of the franchise, you know, it wasn't this billion-dollar behemoth like the other films were. Mm. Part of me is wondering that if they're trying to kind of have their cake and eat it too, oh, we'll reboot it with Bumblebee over here, but at the same time, we'll try to recapture that billion-dollar magic over here, and I just don't think it's going to work out for them.
Yeah.
I think that ship has sailed with the main franchise. I don't think they're going to bring back audiences that they've already lost. I mean, I will admit, if they do some kind of sequel to Transformers with like a full cast of Transformers characters that are more in tune with what we saw in Bumblebee, I'd probably be tempted to go see it, even though I didn't see the last night.
Yeah.
But, you know, mass media, I don't think, or mass audiences, I don't think are going to feel the same way. They're not drawn to, you know, that vintage aesthetic like the long-term collectors are, and they're just going to, you know, they're not going to bother.
Yeah. Do you think they'll attempt to incorporate G.I. Joe in the main movie sequel or even in the Bumblebee sequel?
Oh, I've given up with them trying to do anything clever like that. I mean, the original Bumblebee movie was their perfect opportunity to do it, and they didn't do it. So at this point, I really don't see them going in that direction. I would love it if they did.
It'd be closer to the Snake Eyes release, I suppose.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, it would be closer in time into the Snake Eyes release, so it might make sense for them to try to align it better then. It just feels like the Bumblebee film would have been a perfect opportunity to do that, and if they didn't take advantage of that opportunity, although maybe that's, you know, Hasbro's MO is they don't take advantage of it when they should, and they try to shoehorn it in somewhere else, and it doesn't work quite as well. So, you know, maybe looking at it from that perspective, maybe they will. But yeah, I mean, that is a good point about the Snake Eyes film. Maybe it's, since it's releasing closer to the launch of that, they will find a way to kind of link them a little bit better.
Yeah.
How cool would it be, like a buddy movie of Bumblebee and Snake Eyes? You know, neither of them can talk. They just kind of sit there and stare at each other and make radio sounds. And
well, it'd be radio sounds and like an iPad that he's writing on or something. That's what it would be.
Sign language.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Actually, I think that would be freaking awesome. I'd be down for a silent issue.
I was gonna say, movie. It'd be an homage to issue 21 or whatever. It's a silent movie.
That's awesome. Well, hopefully we'll get a little bit more kind of clarification on some of these quotes further along. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that this is just a bit of lost in translation via double translation, and we're getting some mishmash of words effectively that have come out sounding completely different to what we're actually going to be getting, because I think they really do need to reboot the entire movie franchise. And
yes,
the fact that it was even mentioned after the Bumblebee film was released that this was a reboot and they were doing away with the whole universe, it seems weird to be going back on that now.
I know.
In any case, we will be getting some more of news as we go, and we'll obviously keep you up to date with that. So before we sign off, we would like to mention the fact that Beast Wars writing legend Larry DiTillio passed away yesterday after a long fight with illness at the age of 79. Our thoughts go out to his family and friends at this hard time. You made a lot of Transformers, He-Man and She-Ra fans very happy with your amazing work over the years, and you will be sorely missed. So rest in peace. And Justin, I know this is something very close to your heart as well, isn't it?
Oh yeah, both him and Bob Forward's names are kind of drilled into my brain. You know, I really, you know, launched back into, you know, I'd always been a toy collector, but it was really Beast Wars that kind of drew me back in wholeheartedly, and it was their work on the cartoon that really made me a fan and made me buy Transformers again for the first time since the early 80s.
Yeah.
So yeah, those two names are certainly synonymous with me and my fandom, and it's definitely a sad time.
Sad times, and again, thoughts go out to the family and friends of Larry DiTillio right now, and it's always the worst when one of these creators passes on who is so linked to what we're, you know, passionate about and everything, so it's a sad day. But anyway, thank you, Justin, for jumping on the show today and chatting with me about the Transformers movie stuff. Really appreciate it, bud.
No problem.
Our movie correspondent, Hollywood correspondent, Justin Bell. Well, that's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome co-host, Justin Bell. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForce podcast, or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.